This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this is your Nishna Valley. What a great weather week.
Oh, it's been beautiful.
Oh, goodness. This has just been a dream come true
yes.
as far as the weather goes these last several days. Continuing on into this next week,
mm-hmm.
you just have a feeling there's still going to be snow somewhere along the line.
I know it.
Just can't believe that it's all gone already.
No, we can't be that lucky.
But we are just a week away from spring.
Yeah.
Next Friday, March 20th, will be the first day of spring. That can just be a good thing.
I'm hoping so.
It's just funny how fast it changes.
Yeah.
A week and a half ago, we had below zero wind chill.
This week we've been in the 70s and 60s, yeah.
Yeah, well, we were joking on the air the other day that we went from like a week and a half ago where it was below zero wind chill, and the other day I think it was like 65 wind chill.
Yeah, only in Iowa.
Only in Iowa. So all you folks that were planning on spring vacations to get away from the cold here and spend lots of money to go someplace where it's warm and sunny.
Hey, we've been enjoying it here.
Hey, you know, we didn't spend the money and we got the same tan.
Yeah.
living's been good.
Living,
and it's probably the best time of the year right now because you get all the fun of good weather without the hassle.
Yeah.
You're not mowing the lawn.
Not yet.
But you get a chance to get out and do some things. Some golf courses are starting to open around the area now. I see a lot of folks out on bikes and on trails, walking and running and all kinds of fun stuff. Seeing more and more people just outside doing things,
mm-hmm.
grilling.
Yep, we did the other night.
Oh, yeah,
we have
a lot because I'm afraid it's not going to last forever. It's going to cool down at some point here. But, yeah, want to enjoy it while you certainly can. But, yeah, and it's even nice enough not just to go out and toss something on the grill and run back in the house. It's
enough
to hang around out on the deck or out on the patio and enjoy the weather a little bit.
Yeah. It was great because that way we were able to take the kids out with us and the puppy. They can all burn off some energy.
So they sleep.
Exactly. It's great how that works
out. We understand your tricks. We know how that works. Well, it's kind of fun to be able to have that kind of weather here this time of the year and so early. Like I said, we just can't jump the gun too much and think so much about all those things. But, you know, this weekend the garden seminar was held here in Atlantic, and they had a great turnout. I know they had over 200 people registered for that, so another good turnout for that. And, you know, we haven't even hit St. Patrick's Day yet.
Jeez, yeah.
It's not even St. Patty's Day. I don't pay much attention to that anymore.
Yeah, me neither.
As an adult, I really don't care. I'm not Irish, so it's not consequential to me anyway.
Me neither.
But this Tuesday is St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. Of course, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau and the Iowa Department of Public Safety always have to send out a few notes about that. There seems to be this impression out there that on St. Patrick's Day, folks might imbibe just a little.
No.
Perhaps enjoy an adult beverage. St. Patrick's Day, unfortunately, has become a deadly day. They say there's a dramatic spike in drunk driving fatalities. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, in the year 2013, 40% of all crash fatalities during the St. Patrick's Day weekend involved drunk drivers. And that number rose to 55% in the post-party hours of midnight to 6 a.m. on March 18th. Almost 75% of those fatalities involved drivers who were twice the legal limit. And over the last 4 years, nationwide, drunk driving kills, on average, 68 people each St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Wow.
So let's not you become a statistic.
Nope. Call a taxi.
They do suggest that before you take your first sip of green beer, that you should have a plan in place. If you become impaired and don't have a designated driver, then call someone. Call a friend, a relative, a cab, or any kind of public transportation that might be available. Somehow, get home safely. But if you think cab fare is expensive, consider the average, roughly $10,000 worth of expense of getting an OWI, including higher insurance rates, attorney fees, court costs, towing fees, lost wages. There are other unanticipated expenses, and that's just the actual financial loss. Now, think about what happens if you actually hit someone and they get hurt or get killed.
Yeah.
Then you have the emotional issues that not only are you dealing with, but those loved ones of the person lost.
Yeah.
So let's be smart on St. Patrick's Day. Law enforcement officers will be out. They'll be out more in force than usual. They'll be on the roads, actually all through the weekend, this weekend, including on through the St. Patrick's Day holiday, trying to keep Iowa motorists safe. So they do remind us that whether you're buzzed or drunk, You know, some people think, well, I might have had a few, but I'm not drunk. Well, what's your definition of drunk? Right. Sloppy fall down, can't get off the floor? And obviously you shouldn't be doing anything, no. But that stuff doesn't matter. Buzz driving is also drunk driving. So if you can't do it, then don't do it.
Yeah. There's
nothing wrong with going out and enjoying yourself. Just don't take everybody else down with you.
Yeah.
So be safe this weekend. Have fun if you have to, but do it in a safe manner so other people don't get dragged into your situation.
Yeah.
Sometimes in a deadly fashion. Oh, Easter's still a few weeks away, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You getting the kids geared up for all that?
Not yet. I'm late on that kind of stuff sometimes.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Well, you know,
and I get out there and get their Easter baskets.
I guess I don't know how much I should share about your personal life, but Stacy's been trying to eat a little healthier.
Yeah.
So is it hard to have candy around, or are you kind of over that now where you're not snacking and munching all the time?
A little of both. Some days are better than the other. My diet's not how it was during that little phase of my trial, but yeah, definitely the snacking has gone down, and really most of my eating was here at work. Most of my snacking was.
Yeah. Well, we know. We know.
Hey, I shared.
I know. I'm not throwing daggers at you.
Oh.
No, it's kind of like that though. Easter's a tough one for a lot of folks. Easter's coming more to, you know, at a more reasonable time here in early April, as opposed to mid to early March, mm-hmm. like it has a few times here recently. But, you know, so many people, they'll try to make New Year's resolutions of dieting or perhaps just snacking. They're trying to stay off the snacks a little bit more, or maybe they're trying to get off the sweets and whatever. But Easter's a tough one because it's all over the place.
I don't know. I've never been a fan of, like, the chocolate Santas or the chocolate Easter bunnies and that kind of stuff. Or like the marshmallow covered chocolate, or the, what is it, the Peeps, and like the, what are those eggs filled with? Cadbury eggs.
Uh-huh, the cream eggs.
Yeah, or the malted eggs. Yeah, I think probably now that I'm thinking about it more and more, Easter candy was probably my least favorite. The malted balls, you know, like I think when we were younger, me and my sisters would lick them to put like, use as like lipstick. We would just take the, or not the frosting, but the color coating, and because we didn't like them, so that's just what we did with them. On the farm, you learn to make a lot of...
We didn't do that.
You learn to find new things, I guess.
We had four boys at our house. We didn't
you didn't do that.
No, not so much.
That's probably a good thing.
Not so much. We just ate them. Yeah, it was... Yeah, I don't... It's just... You know, Easter's kind of a funny thing, though, too, because, you know, folks with Easter egg hunts and different things like that are going on, but it's just there's so much chocolate around. Mm-hmm. And then it's that funny grass stuff, that plastic,
I hate that
stringy
stuff
that they call grass, you know, that you put in your Easter
basket.
It's
baskets. Called a mess.
Well, and cats and dogs love it. Mm. You know, they'll play with it, but they'll eat it. It'll get all over the house and all over them, and then they have to pass it, and it's just, mm-hmm. you know, it just gets to be a mess. But it just, you know, it always seemed like at some point somebody's Easter basket after Easter ended up sitting in a sunbeam. And then you end up with chocolate mm-hmm. melted, and then, of course, it kind of hardens up again, and you get all that grass stuck to it.
Oh, yeah.
And then nobody wants to, not
so much.
Pick
off melted chocolate on that, and it's just too messy.
I always thought Christmas had it figured out a little bit better with a stocking, because we didn't put grass in stockings.
No.
So I always thought that was a much better idea.
Definitely.
Way to take care of that stuff. So, yeah, but be thinking about that. Easter's not too far away. We're only, about two, three weeks away here? About 3 weeks away from Easter. So you've got some time yet. So the Lenten season's still going on, but it's going to be here sooner than you think. So you better get all that fun stuff taken care of. If you have to assist the Easter Bunny for your children this year, then you might want to start thinking about those things.
Yeah, before everything's picked over.
But again, you almost want to wait till the last minute, though, so you don't
have
it sitting.
Sales.
Well, plus you don't have it sitting around, so you're eating it.
You're tempted.
Yeah, you just.
Well,
you
did have an Easter basket full of candy, but not
kids,
anymore.
There'll be no Easter basket this year. The Easter Bunny skipped our house, and I ate all the candy. That's kind of the way it goes. Got to save some back for yourself, right?
Yeah. Kind of how Halloween and Christmas work anyway.
It kind of is. Well, you know, speaking of the Lenten season, we still have a few weeks left in Lent, and we have a lot of fish fries around the area, too. A lot of the Catholic churches and groups are doing that. You have Saints Peter and Paul information there, don't you?
Yep. Knights Columbus Baked and Fried Fish Supper. They serve that every Friday during Lent, and that's at Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Parish Center here in Atlantic, and that's from 5:30 to 7:00. Their menu includes Alaskan pollock, baby red potatoes, homemade coleslaw, green beans, garlic bread, and then with their drinks, they have coffee, tea, milk, and orange drink. They also have desserts available, and that's for a free will offering to support Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Youth Group activities. Cost for the supper is $8 for adults and $4 for children 12 and under. And all proceeds from that go to support the Knights of Columbus scholarships to be used to local high school graduates. And the Knights of Columbus baked and fried fish supper is then held on March 20th and 27th also. So that's every Friday during Lent.
Excellent. Let me take a quick look here, too. We've got some others going on here, too. Here's one at St. Patrick's Catholic Parish Center in Audubon. The Friday Fish Fries underway. They'll be doing it again on March 20th and March 27th. They serve from 5 to 7:30 p.m. at St. Patrick's Parish Center in Audubon. It's an all-you-can-eat event, $8 for adults, $4 for children 10 and under. Again, that's the St. Patrick's Lenten Fish Fry at St. Patrick's Parish Center in Audubon. 5 until 7:30 is the time they serve there. Also, we have the Knights of Columbus Fish Fry going on at St. John's Catholic Church Hall in Adair each Friday. Friday, March 20th is the next one coming up, and that'll be from 5 to 7 p.m. They ask for a free will offering, and carryouts are also available. And the public is invited to attend. It's put on by the Knights of Columbus, but it's not just for Catholics. Anyone who enjoys a good fish dinner is welcome to stop by. Again, that's Friday, March 20th at the St. John's Catholic Church Hall in Adair. That's from 5 until 7 p.m. Also, the St. Patrick's Church in Messina is having a fish fry on Friday, March 20th, and they'll be serving from 5:30 to 7 p.m., and they'll be asking for your free will donation. So that's the St. Patrick's Church in Messina, Friday, March 20th. They'll be serving from 5:30 to 7 p.m. for your free will donation. And also St. Michael's, Knights of Columbus, annual fish fry every Friday during Lent. They serve from 5:30 to 7 p.m. You can dine in or you can get it to go. It's an all-the-fish-you-can-eat event. And you can choose from baked or fried fish with slaw, fries, or baked potato, macaroni and cheese, and a drink. Now, the public is invited. It's $10 for adults and $5 for kids age 6 to 10 and free for kids 5 and under. And they also have a $30 family deal as well. The proceeds go towards scholarships and supporting the Boy Scouts, and that's at St. Michael's Roseman Parish Center in Harlan. Again, that's the St. Michael's Knights of Columbus Fish Fry, St. Michael's Roseman Parish Center in Harlan. That's Fridays during Lent from 5:30 until 7 p.m. So if you like yourself some fish, you know where you can find that on Friday nights during Lent. All right, we have that taken care of. What else do you have? I got one more food thing. Let me throw this in, and I'll let you take over here, too. This is this weekend, by the way. Adair and Casey United Methodist Church. Chicken dinner is this Sunday, March 15th. That's from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Adair Community Center. Adults, $10. Children, 5 to 11, $5. And preschoolers are free. Now, the menu will include Staley's chicken, mashed potatoes, vegetables, salads, dessert, and drink. Again, that's from 11 to 1 this Sunday, March 15th, at the Adair Community Center, the Adair and Casey United Methodist Church Chicken Dinner. And they hope to see you there.
Very good. All right, what else I have is the Trinity Christian Church, their annual outreach dinner is on Sunday, March 15th from 11 to 1. And that's in Bridgewater. They'll be serving chicken and noodles, beef and noodles, salads, pie and drink, and it's for a free will donation. And the proceeds from that will go to the church's community outreach fund. It's the Trinity Christian Church in Bridgewater, their annual outreach dinner, March 15th from 11 to 1. Cast Pioneers Soup Cook-Off Bake Sale Fundraiser will be held on March 15th from 10:30 to 2:30, and that's at the Yale Community Building in Yale for a free will donation. And this is sponsored by the Cass Pioneers 4-H Club from Yale Panora. The Xyra Lions Corned Beef Dinner will be held on March 15th from 5 to 7:30, and that will be held at the Lions Community Center in Xyra. Reuben sandwiches will also be available if you don't like the corned beef dinner. Cost is $9 for dinner and $8 for the sandwich. Again, that's on March 15th from 5 to 7:30 at the Lions Community Center in Xyra. Cass County 4-H Club's annual 4-H Mardi Gras Carnival is coming up on March 15th. It's from 2 to 4 at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. And during the Mardi Gras, they have fun, food, carnival-type games for kids of all ages. And you don't have to be in 4-H to attend. It's open to everybody in the community. Admission is only 50 cents a person, and then each ticket for the game is just 10 cents each. Each 4-H Club determines how many tickets to charge to play their game, and all proceeds from this event go to support the 4-H clubs and the youth council. So go out and join the Mardi Gras Carnival, the Cass County 4-H Clubs on March 15th from 2 to 4, and that's at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. First Church of Christ is pleased to announce a new ministry, Hungry for Healing. It's a biblical 12-step program to address spiritual hunger in our lives. 12-step programs have had profound success in the lives of those who formerly resorted to the compulsive disorders in the form of alcoholism, drug addiction, overeating, codependence, gambling, overspending. The purpose of this 12-step ministry is to draw upon the teaching of Jesus Christ as we confront these types of personal struggles. For more details, you can contact Pastor Anthony Smith at 254-6781. Red Cross Blood Drive will be held in Exira on March 16th from noon to 6, and that's at the Exira Recreational Center. Also in Atlantic coming up is on March 19th from noon to 6 at the Atlantic Catholic Parish Center, and then in Avoca on March 19th from 8 a.m. to 2, and that's at the high school. The CCMH Auxiliary Board meeting is on March 17th at 1 p.m. in Conference Room 2. Over in Audubon, it's the Audubon Band Boosters Soup Supper. That's on March 17th. They'll be serving soups from 6 to 7 p.m. They'll have a concert at 7:30, and that's at the Audubon High School. Montgomery County Crime Stoppers Spaghetti Supper is coming up towards the end of the month. It's on March 21st at the Eagles Lodge in Red Oak. It's from 5 to 7, and that's for a free will donation. There'll also be a 50-50 drawing, and then they'll have an auction that starts at 6. Then you can join in on some music with the Jim Wymore Band. It's the Montgomery County Crime Stoppers Spaghetti Supper, March 21st at the Eagles Lodge in Red Oak from 5 to 7. And again, that's for a free will donation. The Audubon County Historical Society Soup Supper is on March 22nd. It's from 5 to 7 at Nathaniel Hammond Park. That's located 1 mile south of Audubon on Highway 71. They'll be serving lots of good soups, including beef, or vegetable beef, chili, chicken noodle, and salmon soup. And they'll also have some sandwiches, bars, and drinks. Only $7 for adults and $3 for children 12 and under. The Avondale Church, Rule Fontenelle, their pancake dinner is on March 22nd from 11 to 1. Their menu will include pancakes, sausage, salad, eggs, and pie for a freewill offering. The Exira Masons Scholarship Breakfast Fundraiser is also on March 22nd. They'll be serving from 8:30 to 12:30 at the Brayton Town Hall. They'll be serving biscuits and gravy, French toast, Belgian waffles and eggs. It's all you can eat for a freewill donation, and the proceeds from that will go to the 2015 Scholarships for Graduating Seniors in the Exira EHK School. And let's see here. Later at the end of the month is the Atlantic Business and Professional Women's Spring Craft Show. That's coming up on March 28th. It's from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and that's at the Cass County Community Building in Atlantic. If you'd like more information, you can contact Becky Bonney at 254-0838 or Jackie Wickey at 243-4671. If there's no answer, you can just leave a message. Concession stand will also be open, and proceeds from this go towards the community projects and scholarships. Again, it's the Atlantic Business and Professional Women's Spring Craft Show on March 28th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Cass County Community Building in Atlantic.
All right, very good. I do have just a few other things, a couple of other things going on, but I tell you what, let's take a break first, and then we'll come back and tell you about those right after this.
Medical imaging is a powerful tool that provides you and your physician with a complete, accurate, and often early diagnosis. Hi, this is Barb Lytle, Director of Radiology at Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. When physicians refer their patients to us, we focus on providing an experience that is safe, secure, and comfortable for each and every patient. Our radiology staff is highly skilled in virtually every imaging area, and we strive to provide the highest quality imaging services by friendly, caring people. You can be sure that whatever imaging service you are seeking, you will be treated by an outstanding team of medical professionals and technologists. We understand how important high-quality imaging is to your health, which is why we offer the most technologically advanced imaging resources like digital radiography and mammography, CT scans, bone density, ultrasound, nuclear medicine, and MRI scans. Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic, providing excellence in quality health care close to home.
All right, time to get back to work here. This weekend, hey, this Sunday, as a matter of fact, the Cass County 4-H youth are having some fun, and they're inviting everyone to join in. The Cass County 4-H Mardi Gras is this Sunday afternoon, March 15th. That event is scheduled from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. Now, how this works is the Youth Action Committee and the Youth Council sponsor this as a countywide event as a fundraiser for the youngsters. It's intended to be a low-cost, family-friendly event for everyone in the county. Now, admission is 50 cents a person, and tickets are 10 cents each. And each 4-H club then determines how many tickets to charge to play their game. It's kind of a carnival thing. All the proceeds from the event go to the 4-H clubs and the Youth Council. So here's how it works. They have all kinds of fun stuff. Booths this year at the Mardi Gras include the Bear Grove Blazers will have 4-H bucket pong. Sounds like a challenge. Yeah. The Benton Franklin Group will have a color Wheel of Fortune. The Brighton Group will have skee ball.
Ooh, that's always fun.
You like skee ball,
yeah.
The Cowpokes are going to have boot bag toss, pin the tail on the horse, not a real horse, and horseshoes, of course. The C&M Champions will have Minute to Win It. The Cass County Rams are going to have a target shoot and Who Let the Dogs Out.
Oh, boy.
The G&L Clovers will have a walking taco food stand.
Oh, I love those.
It's food. Figure,
huh?
You just love food. Come on. Stay focused.
Trying.
The Griswold Clubsters will have Plinko. The Grant Guys and Gals will have a ring toss game. The Grove HOT will have something that was really popular last year. It's called Toilet Paper Basketball. TP Basketball.
Yeah.
It's a creative little game.
Yeah.
The Pleasant Noble United will have a cake and dessert walk. Q Stacy.
Surprise, surprise.
Pimosa will have a dart throw. The Union Leaders will have box tunnels. The 4-H Youth Council will have their 4-H jail. And the Washington GEM will have pop floats and much more there as well. So, again, it's a chance for folks in the community to support. So it's a family-friendly event. It's 50 cents a person, and then tickets are 10 cents each. You know, some games the tickets might be, it might cost you 2 tickets to play or 5 tickets to play or something, but it's all pretty reasonable. And the Cass County 4-H Mardi Gras will include food fun, carnival-type games. It's for kids of all ages. And again, all the proceeds from the event will go straight to the Cass County 4-H clubs and the 4-H Youth Council. So if, let's say, for example, the Cowpokes make $25 doing the boot bag toss, it stays with the Cowpokes.
Oh, okay.
So they get to,
nice.
They're all doing their own thing, and they all get to keep it. It helps them run their clubs and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's a good business opportunity for them as well.
Oh,
good
yeah.
learning experience. Here's another thing coming up a little further down the road. This is in June, June 6th and 7th. It's going to be the first ever Flea Market Alley is going to be held in Oneida. Now, it's the same weekend as Southwest Iowa's White Pole Road Garage Sale, which runs through Oneida, so they're hoping to have a good crowd from that as well. Car parts swap and a tool swap will be a part of that also. Now, they do have vendor space available. It's $20 for both days, and they're hoping to have a lot of different variety of things, from old to new to used items. There'll be food available by Cass County vendors. Of course, Lake Oneida State Park is close by, so you can do your RV thing, you can camp, you can fish. There'll be some free entertainment in the park. There are restaurants and motels nearby, and you have a chance. So if you'd like to find out more about that, or maybe you're thinking about setting up a booth to exhibit, Jackie Sander would be the person to call, 712-254-0395. That's Jackie Sander at 712-254-0395. 9-5, Flea Market Alley. They're looking for vendors right now, June 6th and 7th in Oneida. Speaking of Oneida, have another event, the 4th Annual CAM Health and Wellness Center Alumni Tourney coming up on March 20th and 21st next weekend. And they have all kinds of different activities going on, including basketball, there'll be volleyball, there'll be some other activities and things happening. But you may want to call the folks over at the Health and Wellness Center in Oneida, or perhaps the CAM High School. They can help you more getting signed up for all those different events. It's a very lengthy list of things, but pick out what you like and get your group together so you can have some fun with that and help them raise some good money.
Yeah.
All right, all that's done. You got some birthdays for us.
I've got some birthdays. Over at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Pat Dvorak, celebrating a birthday on March 17th, and also to Dean Oldenburg, celebrating his birthday on March 19th. And at the Exira Care Center, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Julie Earnhardt, celebrating her birthday also on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th.
Excellent. I have one anniversary. I shared this with you last week. We'll do it again because it's coming up this Monday, March 16th, 75th wedding anniversary for Gib and Helen Schoenbaum. and the family would like to do a card shower to honor them. They've recently moved into the Heritage House here in Atlantic, so if you'd like to send Gibb and Helen Schoenbaum a card, their address is apartment 226, apartment 226. That's at 1200 Brookridge Circle in Atlantic, 50022. Congratulations to Gibb and Helen. Still smiling after 75 years. Good story.
Very.
Excellent. I bet they have a lot of stories.
Oh, I'm sure.
75 years creates a lot of stories.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll get a chance to share some of those with some friends then, too. But a card shower if you'd like to participate there. Hey, I had one more thing I wanted to throw in because we're getting down to the last couple of weeks now for folks to sign up for our Branson trip. We're not urgently looking for folks because we're getting a good chunk of people. We're probably no more than maybe about a half a dozen or so more couples is about all we can stand to take before we'd have to maybe look at cutting it off. So it's filling up really, really fast. So we thank you for that. We think we've put together a pretty good itinerary at a very good price. So we're hoping we get lots of folks going with us. Again, our Branson trip this year is coming up on June 9th through the 12th. And it's 3 nights lodging, 8 meals, 5 shows, 2 attractions, and bus transportation. Good deal.
Yes.
Good deal. Mm-hmm. We're staying at the Camden Hotel and Conference Center, which includes a deluxe breakfast each morning, right there on site. Cookies, ice cream, and cobbler each evening, free of charge. Folks really love that.
Yeah.
I'm tired. I want to go to bed at the end of the night.
They're all down there ready for it.
I know. They're ready to go. they're going to have their ice cream and cobbler.
Yeah.
Good for them. The shows we're going to see this year include The Mickey Gilley Show. He just had a birthday here last week.
Oh, I remember that.
The Good Old Boys Show, the Marty Robbins Tribute Show, the Liverpool Legends, which is a Beatles tribute show, and the Elvis Live Tribute Show, which obviously is an Elvis tribute show.
Oh, yeah.
Did I even need to say that?
No.
We're going to ride the ducks, and we're going to visit the Butterfly Palace and Rainforest Adventure. We've got good food lined up at a number of local places, including the Uptown Cafe, McFarland's, the Black Oak Grill, Grand Country Buffet, and we'll be hitting the Keter Center at the College of the Ozarks because they always have such good food and treat us so well. It includes deluxe motor coach transportation. All of that for $425 per person if you stay 2 to a room.
Can't beat that.
$390 if you stay 3 to a room, $370 if you're 4 to a room, and $525 if you just want to be by yourself. We do have a March 31st deadline to register, however. So if you have not registered yet, and boy, we have a lot of folks registered, a lot of repeats from the past, and a lot of new folks that we'll be getting to know as well. So if you would like to be a part of that, make sure you call or stop by KJAN soon. Today would be good. Tomorrow would be okay. But don't wait too long. Because it's filling up fast,
yeah.
And I mean fast. So payment is due at registration, cash or check, if you would, please. But you can stop by KJAN and get yourself registered. If you'd like to know more, you can call Stacy. She'd be happy to share some information with you. Or you can go online. Go to the contest and promotions page at KJAN.com, and you can find all of the information you need. We've got some basic information there. We've got a copy of the flyer that our itinerary that you can pull up and take a look at. And we also have a copy of kind of a frequently asked questions list that we put together. These are some of the most frequently asked questions we get about the trip. So you can learn more about that. It's coming faster than we think. So get yourself registered before we have to say, sorry, we can't take you anymore.
Yeah.
We don't have enough seats on the bus.
I don't want to say that to anybody.
No, we've never had to do that yet.
No.
We've been close a few times, but let's get it as full as possible. The more people, the more fun we have, right?
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, it looks like that's about all the time we have. And quite frankly, we are in a small room indoors right now.
Yeah.
And we are just as excited to get outside and enjoy the nice weather as you are.
Yeah.
So we should probably wrap this up.
Let's
do that. Thanks for joining us here this weekend. We do appreciate it. This is Jim Field.
And Stacy Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.